This section of the panel is really to highlight some of the more recent due diligence and other topics that we've encountered that are not directly related to the acquisition documents. And as we think about due diligence, it's easy to say, well, why wouldn't you just, do everything, read everything and do a good memo and make sure you've escalated all the topics. And of course, that is what obviously is the ideal for due diligence. I think what you'll see for some of the trends that that I'm highlighting here is, time is usually often the biggest factor, and it's usually not, it's not always on your side. Deals these days, in our experience anyway, we're in the property technology sector, they move very fast. And so a lot of these best practices that I'll highlight today really relate mostly to priority and process, I think. So the first bullet, it seems obvious, but really is important early on to determine the internal priorities. Knowing the financial and business model is really important. It doesn't mean you have to be a financial analyst, but understanding what is important to the business is pretty critical. And in the 20 or so transactions that I've worked on at RealPage in the last few years, they quite honestly have been pretty different in each one. So just getting that early look, I think, is very helpful, whether you are leading the due diligence team internally, externally, or part of the team and doing certain things. That also sort of informs the key focus areas. And of course, knowing early on what the issues are helps with preparing agreements, which are moving simultaneously, obviously, with the due diligence process. Some things that I find helpful to identify early if possible are regulatory or other concerns that are legal in nature, but that impact that are unique somehow or very impactful to the business. So you want to be looking out for that early on. Also, just understanding the time frame and whether it's your client or the company you work at, the risk tolerance, because there will be issues, obviously, that come up in due diligence, and there will be things that are not optimal and that need to be resolved. And understanding whether it's a walk away or just something that would need to be handled through the liability provisions in the purchase documents is very important early on. Equally important, I think, and something that over the past 3 to 5 years we find has changed, I think, very, very much, is the selling environment. It continues to be, not surprisingly, very favorable, we think anyway, probably because we're usually the buyer, but very favorable oftentimes to sellers. And we, you might find yourself in situations where it's a competitive bidding process. There are others there. And so due diligence might start even before some of the bids go in. But it also sort of creates an environment where issues become very important, right? Spotting issues quickly and also resolving them and focusing on the big issues. Oftentimes, there is a period once you get through the bidding process where there's an exclusivity for the buyer, right? And during that time, that's a usually small time frame. That's a time when having the due diligence process move quickly is very important. Also, just understanding why the seller is selling to the extent you can and what their requirements are and what their flexibilities will be are pretty important for informing the process. Negotiating the key terms as early as possible. I think this is actually, you'll see this as well on the other side. I think it's equally important for the seller, but for the buyer, I think it, in our experience, it oftentimes makes the entire process more efficient. It doesn't make it easy necessarily at the beginning to negotiate a detailed, for example, letter of intent or indication of interest, but the more those terms are ironed out in the beginning, the easier it is to focus on what the actual purchase agreement and the other documents say during a relatively short period, usually after that. The flip side of that, though, is that puts a lot of pressure, I think, on understanding early what the